Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. The Mukilteo Lighthouse Festival took place in Seattle, Washington on September 6th. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in the Heart of Mukilteo Parade. Their colorful decorated float featuring practitioners demonstrating the exercises, along with a lively performance by the Waist Drum Team, added to the festive atmosphere. Their entry won the Best Performance Award. Practitioners distributed information about Falun Gong along the parade route. Their contingent was warmly applauded by enthusiastic spectators.
Japan. Falun Dafa practitioners in the Kansai region held events in the cities of Kobe and Osaka on September 13th and 14th. They introduced Falun Dafa and exposed the CCP's brutal persecution, which includes state-sanctioned live organ harvesting. Practitioners marched in Kobe on September 13th. Spectators cheered for them while others rolled down their car windows and applauded. Some Chinese withdrew from the CCP and its affiliated organizations during the event. A counselor from the city of Higashi, Osaka, named Shoko Noto, spoke during a rally before the Falun Dafa march in Osaka the next day. She emphasized the urgency of exposing the crimes and said she would like to work towards more legislation. She reported currently over 100 local councils nationwide have unanimously passed relevant motions which were sent to the Japanese government. Both the House of Representatives and the House of Councilors condemn China's human rights issues. She added, "It is also very important to help Japanese society know about Falun Dafa." A number of other dignitaries supported each event.
USA. The annual Kanajohari Street Fair was held in the historic upstate New York town of Kanajohari on September 13th. A Falun Dafa booth was among nearly 100 booths at the fair. Practitioners introduced the practice to fair attendees and exposed the persecution happening in both China and abroad. Visitors were surprised to learn that the CCP's persecution has now extended to the United States, and that the regime attempts to use Western media and lawsuits to suppress Falun Dafa and Xinyan performing arts in the United States. One man said he's seen Xinyan performances several times and was deeply impressed by the artistic beauty and spiritual essence of the performances. The CCP's attempts to suppress Xinyan performing arts in the U.S. alarmed him, and he became one of many concerned individuals who signed the petition calling on the U.S. Senate to pass the Falun Gong Protection Act.
Belgium, an event to raise awareness about the crime of organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience in China, took place in the city of Brussels on September 8th. Many passers-by stopped to read the banners and signed a petition to end the human rights abuses. Anne Sophie is a nursing student at the University of Applied Sciences, UCLL. She first learned about live organ harvesting in school. She explained, "The teacher told us that some people were imprisoned for practicing Falun Dafa, and then their organs were harvested and sold. These people's lives were taken away." A law student named Nicholas signed a petition and said, "This is a humanitarian disaster. It's unbelievable that such a thing could happen in a modern country." He pointed out the importance of spreading the information and added, "The business community and mainstream media remained virtually silent, and this silence itself is a form of complacency. Educating people about the truth is a way to bring about change."
Bulgaria. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the practice at the Hello Health Festival in the city of Yambol on September 5th through the 7th. The motto of the event this year was, "We reap what we sow." The festival was especially crowded on September 6th because it was Unification Day a national Bulgarian holiday. The practitioners welcomed attendees by demonstrating the exercises and talking to people about Falun Dafa's values. They also held an origami workshop where they showed children how to make paper lotus flowers. One man was impressed by the number of people practicing Falun Dafa around the world and said, "This is happening so that we can return to the Creator." His wife purchased a copy of the book Falun Gong. Falun Dafa practitioners also took part in a local cultural event in the city of Ghent on September 13th. They introduced the practice and raised awareness of its ongoing persecution by the communist regime.
USA, the New Tang Dynasty's TV 11th International Classical Chinese Dance Competition took place at the Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center in Chester, New York, from September 11th through the 14th. More than 100 leading classical Chinese dancers from all over the world competed in a showcase of their skills on the international stage. The Classical Chinese Dance Competition was one in a series of international cultural and arts events hosted by NTD TV, aimed at promoting traditional culture. In China, this culture has all but been destroyed by the Chinese Communist Party over the past several decades. The finals concluded on Sunday. 7 gold, 10 silver, and 11 bronze medals, along with 23 honorable mentions, were awarded across junior and adult divisions. 2023 Miss NTD Cynthia Sun was in the audience during the competition and commented, "You know, I've seen Houston Ballet growing up all my life, but I've never seen anything like this competition today. It truly is a world championship."
Italy. Dignitaries condemned the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners and the crime of live organ harvesting during rallies held at the Piazza Capranica in Rome, Italy, on September 3rd and September 11th. The events were held to raise public awareness of the communists' 26-year persecution of the practice. The plaza is located near the lower house of the Italian Parliament. Representatives attended the rallies to show their support. Senator Sergio Rastrelli condemned the CCP and referred to it as a criminal regime. He said, "We must take a firm and clear stand. Only when we strongly object to such systemic persecution and outrageous violation of human rights can we protect freedom on a global scale. This is a battle of civilization without borders. Everything that happens in China will eventually have an impact on fundamental freedom in the West, and hence, Italy."
USA, the Minnesota State Fair, one of the largest state fairs in the U.S., draws nearly 2 million visitors each year. This year, the fair was held from August 21st through September 1st. Falun Dafa practitioners took this as an opportunity to distribute flyers and raise awareness of the CCP's transnational repression in the United States. Many people mentioned that they were already aware of the CCP's propaganda campaign in the U.S. and described it as a mess. A young man familiar with independent media said, "I watch China Uncensored and I understand all this." He then told his friends about the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting.
Australia. The Tianguo Marching Band and Chinese Waist Drum Team performed at a Falun Dafa rally in front of the State Library of Victoria in the city of Melbourne on September 13th. Practitioners congratulated the 450 million Chinese people who have renounced their memberships in the Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. Peter Westmore is a major contributor to Australia's News Weekly magazine and former president of the National Civic Council, an Australian think tank. He advised those who harbor illusions about the CCP to recognize reality and said the CCP is based upon repression and the principal victims of that are the Chinese people themselves. Mr. Westmore pointed to the deprivation of freedom for Hong Kong residents as an example. He shared that he admires practitioners' persistent efforts to raise awareness of the CCP's persecution over many years. Several other Melbourne community leaders also attended the rally and expressed support.
USA, the Hopkinton State Fair is New Hampshire's premier family-friendly event. It took place this year from August 28th through September 1st. For five consecutive days, practitioners introduced Falun Dafa, demonstrated the exercises, distributed informational flyers, and collected signatures on a petition urging the U.S. Senate to pass the Falun Gong Protection Act. Their booth drew residents and tourists, as well as vendors and event organizers. Sonia Cole visited the Falun Dafa booth on August 29th. A practitioner told her about the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa and its state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from practitioners. He explained that they were collecting signatures to stop the persecution and to call on the Senate to pass the Falun Gong Protection Act. Ms. Cole signed the petition and said she had a food stall at the fair. She later returned and told practitioners that they could collect signatures at her stall. Every day she brought people to the Falun Dafa booth to learn about the issue and sign the petition.
Canada. The first Winnipeg Lantern Festival was held in the city of Winnipeg's Chinatown area on September 6th and 7th. During this unique cultural celebration, local practitioners set up a booth to introduce Falun Dafa, raise awareness of the CCP's persecution, and collect signatures against the persecution. The festival was hosted by Manitoba Taste of Asia. The lantern parade, symbolizing light, hope, and unity in the community, took place on the evening of September 6th. The organizer arranged for the practitioners' waist drum team to lead the parade and said their powerful drumming highlighted the festival's cultural heritage and inspired the participants. During this two-day event, several hundred people signed the petition. Over 100 people signed the petition postcards addressed to the Canadian Prime Minister. Many local residents said they admired practitioners after they learned about the persecution and encouraged them to continue educating people.
USA, Texan Falun Gong practitioners traveled to Washington, D.C. on September 16th and presented 10 letters from Texas state legislators to Senator Ted Cruz, the initiator of the Senate bill, the Falun Gong Protection Act, S-817. The words of Texas State Majority Caucus Chair Angela Paxton and Texas House Majority Leader Tom Oliverson were among those expressing encouragement. Senator Cruz was thanked for his support and urged to push the bill forward in the U.S. Senate. Practitioner Yu Hao said that, in addition to the 10 letters from state legislators, he and other practitioners collected over 10,000 signatures from Texans to support the legislation.
Mexico. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in two important celebrations: the National Day of Older Adults in Mexico City on August 27th, and an event held at the cultural complex of the Meritorious Autonomous University of Puebla, BUAP, in the state of Puebla on September 6th. During the Mexico City event, a group of practitioners demonstrated the exercises on stage. They also told people the benefits of practicing Falun Dafa and its core principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Practitioners distributed informational flyers and answered questions. At the University of Puebla event on September 6th, practitioners demonstrated the five exercises, distributed flyers, and held an origami lotus flower making workshop that attracted enthusiastic participants of all ages. Professor Xavier Ramirez, who coordinates events at the cultural complex, invited practitioners to return every month and said the positive impact of these activities helped the university community manage stress and anxiety. He said, "You can feel an extraordinary energy in the cultural complex when you do the exercises here."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A father and son in Changchun City were both sentenced to prison for exposing the Chinese Communist Party's ongoing persecution of their faith, Falun Gong. Mr. Zhang Guozhi and his son, Mr. Zhang Yue, were arrested at their home in July of last year and taken to a detention center. The elder Mr. Zhang contracted pneumonia. Mr. Zhang Yue was given 4 years in prison. The sentence of his father is not known. Both men have been denied family visits since their arrests. The elder Mr. Zhang has been repeatedly targeted for practicing Falun Gong prior to this latest arrest. He was arrested in 2008 after being reported for talking to fellow bus passengers about Falun Gong. He was later admitted to a labor camp to serve a 1.5-year term. He was arrested again a few years later while distributing Falun Gong informational materials at a university in Changchun City and served another 1.5 years at a labor camp.
A married couple in Fuzhou City were arrested at home this month for their shared faith in Falun Gong. At 1 a.m. in the morning, several people claiming to be community workers checking for water leaks knocked at the couple's door before forcing their way in. More than 10 black-clad agents barged in and raided the home without showing a search warrant. The couple later learned they were police officers. They confiscated Falun Gong books and other Falun Gong information. Ms. Shi Jiwan was released after 2 hours, but her husband, Mr. Zhang Guoli, 42, remained in custody. This is not the first time that the couple have been targeted for their faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Zhang, who retired from the military, was detained for more than 6 months in 2016 for writing to his former military colleagues about the persecution of Falun Gong. After his release, the police would harass the family, especially during major holidays, political events, or anniversaries related to Falun Gong.
A 46-year-old woman in Jiangxi Province was arrested ahead of the Chinese Communist Party's military parade on September 3, 2025, for distributing informational materials to raise awareness of the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. The arresting officers threatened to sentence Ms. Jiang Lianhua to prison and ordered her to admit guilt. She insisted that she did nothing wrong by exercising her constitutional right to freedom of belief. After starting to practice in 2014 and having benefited from Falun Gong, Ms. Zhang tried her best to inform the public that the practice was nothing like what is depicted in the CCP propaganda. She was arrested for distributing truth-clarifying materials and sentenced to 39 months. In prison, she was forced to do hard labor for very long hours. She was released in 2023, only to be arrested again in September this year.
Ms. Wang Fenghua of Inner Mongolia was arrested in June and held in detention for her faith in Falun Gong. For seeking Ms. Wang's release and filing complaints with various government agencies, her daughter, Ms. Wang Shuamei, was arrested and held in detention for 10 days. At the trial, the judge demanded to see written requests and proof of family relationship when her loved ones asked to attend the trial. Those who weren't allowed to attend the hearing were closely monitored by the police. At the hearing, her daughter entered a not guilty plea, pointing that the prosecutor failed to produce evidence that her mother had undermined law enforcement with a cult organization, a standard pretext used to charge Falun Gong practitioners in China. No Chinese law criminalizes Falun Gong or labels it as a cult. In addition, the Chinese National Press and Publication Administration had revoked the ban on Falun Gong books in 2011. Prior to Ms. Wang's latest arrest, she was sentenced to 7 years and was brutally tortured. The police have continued to harass her on a regular basis after she was released.
Documentary film State Organs moves attendees worldwide. The documentary titled State Organs was aired in Canada during the 2025 Toronto International Film Festival this month and at the Balwyn Library in Melbourne, Australia in late August. As the movie is being viewed around the globe, more and more people are waking up to the realization that state-sanctioned live organ harvesting in China is really happening. Many people said they admired practitioners' persistent efforts over the past 26 years to raise public awareness on this issue, despite the persecution. Nigerian actor and film producer Ole Inka Quadri watched the movie in Toronto. He said the theater was full, yet it was so quiet because the audience had a hard time believing that something like this is still happening. To persecute people for their belief is not acceptable anywhere. People should have the right to choose what they believe. There is nothing wrong with Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and to persecute them is a horrible crime. He added, "I nearly wept while watching the movie, and I felt sad for the victims I've never met. We should act globally and ensure human rights are not trampled." In Melbourne, Australia, State Organs was shown on August 28th at the Balwyn Library. Maria Costas is the owner and chief attorney of a law firm, and she viewed the documentary at the library. Ms. Costas said, "I heard about State Organs last year at a Q&A forum held by Canadian human rights lawyers David Mattis at Victoria University. I've been waiting to watch it since then." The scene in which a woman shouted, "Falun Dafa is good," while her organ was being extracted hit Costas very hard. She shared, "I could not sit still. The scene made me very upset. From a legal perspective, it angered me a lot." She explained that she has practiced international criminal law for more than 15 years. Ms. Costas continued, "I could not stop crying toward the end of the movie, at the same time feeling extremely angry. Many in the theater wept when they saw the torture scene. I could hear them sob and knew that they felt disturbed." Though the story was heart-wrenching, Costas also said she experienced optimism and hope, because this way the truth is propagated. High school teacher Michael Colquiz also saw State Organs at the Balwyn Library. He said, "For me, it was hard to watch because it was not some science fiction or made-up story, but what's really happening. So when I heard the facts, it made me feel terrible, especially after seeing that so many people were killed." The educator offered, "This shouldn't be just Australia, but all countries should act together to pressure the CCP, telling them that they must uphold human rights, care about its people and global citizens. This way such tragedies will not happen again." Mr. Colquiz was impressed by the practitioner's perseverance and said, "This proves that their cultivation provides them with the courage and power to continue on. Falun Gong is a way of life, to be trustworthy, compassionate, and kind. But I think there is something in a deeper level that supports them, the fundamental belief and strong foundation. They know who they are and understand that individual impact can be combined into a force." The documentary was also screened in Sydney, Australia, Auckland, New Zealand, Omiya, Japan, and Nitra, Slovakia earlier this year.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.